This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, it is finally here. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, 3-day concert, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. You can feel the excitement in the streets. Diego Bufquin is here, PhD, hospitality expert. He's a professor of practice and director of the hospitality unit at Tulane's Freeman School of Business. Diego, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Newell.
So help us understand the enormity of this. You know, the more I read about this this Eras Tour, the more incredible it gets.
Yes. So she has pretty much fully booked the Superdome for 3 consecutive nights, right? We know that the Superdome has a capacity of 83,000 spectators. So if you do the math, I mean, we're probably going to see over 240,000 people attending her concerts. And so, you know, they are estimating that each attendee will spend about $1,500 on things like hotel accommodations, food and beverage, merchandise. And so if you do the math, I mean, you know, her concerts here in New Orleans might bring anywhere between $200 million to $300 million to the city.
And what's incredible is that it, unlike the Super Bowl, this is like really confined to just 3 days as opposed to roughly 10 days of activities leading up to the Super Bowl here. So it's a lot more compact, but man, it's just it's a big amount of money that's going to be spent here.
Oh yes, hotels are fully booked, for example, right? They have reached 100% occupancy, and so everyone is going to benefit from these concerts. I mean, hotels, restaurants, shops, you name it. Everybody is going to see their revenue increase, and that's a good thing for the city of New Orleans.
This kind of concert, I mean, it's been in, I think they're in Miami. She was there this past weekend in Miami, and there's been other 3-day tour dates in one city. And it's been pretty amazing, saying it's the most economic impactful concert series in the history of music. It's hard to wrap your head around that, right?
Oh yes, oh yes. I mean, she's driving revenues that we could compare with the Super Bowl. You know, that's the kind of revenue that she's bringing. And so, she's going to attract a lot of like families to the city of New Orleans, right? We're going to see a lot of teenage girls and their families come stay here to watch her shows. And so, you know, we're going to see a lot of people, and from a logistical standpoint, it's going to be pretty challenging, I would say. For the folks at the Superdome, you know, to manage all of these crowds and so forth, and also to manage all of these folks in the city center and so forth, that's going to be pretty challenging. It's going to be very busy, but I'm sure businesses are excited about her venue here in New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What can we see from like a national marketing perspective when you have an event like this? Is there a unique benefit there as well?
Yes, I think, you know, folks who will come to New Orleans, right, and get to know the city perhaps for the first time, I mean, that's positive, right, for the city, because hopefully those folks will have a great time here, and they'll come back. That's what we hope for. We hope that the folks who will visit New Orleans to see her shows are going to come back in the future and spend even more money here. So, yes, from a marketing standpoint, I mean, this is a great thing for the city of New Orleans, because you end up attracting hundreds of thousands of people here to the city, and we're going to spend significant amounts of money, right? And right. So, yeah, from a marketing standpoint, it's really positive.
This is really helpful, too, at a time of 2024, right, to close out the books on 2024 and look at our tourism and hospitality numbers when you have a three-day event like this concert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, the tourism sector here in New Orleans, the other day, for example, I had a guest speaker in one of my classes who works at the convention center. She told us that her projected revenue for 2024 for the convention center is going to be higher than what it was in 2019 before the pandemic started. And so, you know, the hospitality industry has almost recovered to its normalcy and reached similar numbers as the ones we had prior to the pandemic, with a few exceptions. I think hotel occupancy is still a little bit lower than what it was in 2019. But, you know, some hospitality businesses, like, for example, the convention center, they have seen revenues growing even faster than, you know, the numbers that they had back in 2019. So, you know, some sectors are doing great. Others are still playing catching up. But, Taylor Swift's concerts are definitely going to impact positively the whole sector. And we know that this is a very big sector, right? Because it's a sector that, you know, generates a ton of city sales taxes. It's a sector that employs thousands of people, that brings in an average of $10 billion a year of revenue to the city of New Orleans. And so, you know, it's a great thing for the local economy that, you know, and her concerts are definitely going to help.
We're visiting with Diego Bufquin, PhD, professor of practice and hospitality expert at Tulane's Freeman School of Business. Diego, I was kind of curious. I had a monologue that I started today's show with. I recently traveled to the East Coast, and I talked about how clean a number of cities were that I visited there, and made the comparison to here and said that it's a big challenge for us in prettying ourselves up, because this hospitality tourism industry is getting more and more competitive. You know, there's a lot more cities that are competing for that spend. What do you see as the biggest challenge for the city of New Orleans?
Yeah, so this is actually something that I was talking to one of my guest speakers. So, you know, one of the main challenges would be safety, right? Or safety perceptions, right? Because, you know, when tourists start to look for destinations, they look for things such as cultural activities and, you know, the restaurants and things to do and so forth. But they also look for things like safety, right? And so I think we, New Orleans is, has some, you know, improvements to make in this aspect, right? This, mm-hmm. when it comes to safety. And so, you know, because you want to transmit a feeling to those who are planning to book their vacations. You want to transmit an image of a safe city, and that's something that tourists have in mind. And so this is, I would say, probably our weakest point, right? Safety perceptions.
I was going to ask you that question. In this hospitality tourism space, is perception like closer to what, you know, is close to reality more so than in other spaces?
Those perceptions are created by what folks see in the media, right? And mm-hmm. so, you know, I just moved to New Orleans. I lived 9 years in Orlando prior to coming here, right? And so, when I first arrived, you know, when you take a look at the news and see what happens in the city, you tend to be a little cautious, right? Because you're like, oh, wow. When you read the news, you see a lot of events or safety issues happening, right? But when you live here, then it's a completely different story. I mean, I've never felt as safe living here as anywhere else. And so, you know, I think those perceptions are produced in part or partially by what consumers or travelers see in the media. And so, of course, you know, if the only thing you read in the media is stuff related to crimes and all that, then, you know, of course, tourists will be a little, they won't feel at ease or they won't book their airline tickets or hotel accommodations if they feel that the city where they're planning to stay at is not safe. So, you know, I think what they read, what people read in the news versus reality, I think those two are very different worlds.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Diego Bufquin, PhD, hospitality expert at Tulane's Freeman School of Business. We really appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week. And look forward to this weekend.
Thank you,
sir. I think the city's going to be packed for sure. Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.